Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
As a young kid growing up in Minnesota, Michael Wilson saw his future on TV. He saw a program about Diane Fossey, the primatologist who studied gorillas in the wild, and said to himself, "That's what I want to do." After graduating from college, Wilson became part of the research team of the Center for Primate Studies at the University of Minnesota. That's why Wilson was in Tanzania when one of the chimps he was studying was found dead. Wilson raced to the creek and collected Vincent's body. Before 2009, researchers knew chimps carried a primate version of the human HIV virus called SIV, but they'd only ever seen it in captive chimps. They tested Vincent, who became the first wild chimp known to be infected with SIV. Though Vincent hadn't died of SIV, from looking at other chimps in Tanzania, the research team also discovered that, like HIV in humans, SIV could be deadly to chimps.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.